Okay, my second question in this batch. Again, at the 2006...
Is that the 2008 batch, Stephen?
I might go two more after this, if that's all okay. Right, on the opening, on the general business.
That sounds like a fair deal.
Yeah, six is very modest.
Okay.
Now, Michael Sharp is chairman of our audit committee. He's one of our leading independent directors, and he's also a director of the ASX. I asked him when he was up for re-election in 2006 if he was satisfied with the level of disclosure that our various satellite funds are making about their management agreements. And I want to quote him. He said, "I am satisfied. I'm extremely interested in it. It goes to our reputation, and I think our transparency is of a high standard." Now, since then, there's been a major report that came out from the proxy advisory firm Risk Metrics, which basically launched a pretty big attack on the governance and disclosure of the listed investment infrastructure fund model that Macquarie pioneered and we're also up to our necks in. And it basically pointed out things such as that most of our funds have 25-year management agreements, that the management agreements are not disclosed, whereas US funds are disclosed in accordance with the US rules, and that if the board is sacked, so if an investor, as an investor, if I'm unhappy with you in any of those BBB things I mentioned before, and I sack a director or try and sack the manager, we, Badcock and Brown, still get paid for 25 years. Now, it's an amazing arrangement, but the actual agreements have never properly, fully been disclosed, as they do with US-listed funds. So I'm asking you today, particularly with an ASX director on our board, and it is the ASX which has granted us specific waivers here to take the governance low road and to not disclose the full management agreements and the termination implications. So I'm asking you today, given the comments in the formal addresses about wanting to improve the governance, wanting to improve the transparency, that you actually disclose the full management agreements that Babcock and Brown has with all of its listed funds.
Stephen, we have, in all of our listed funds, done full summaries of these management agreements. They have been through ASIC and cleared by due diligence, etc., as representing a full and clear and summary, an accurate summary of those management agreements. There are certain clauses and whatever which are our intellectual property, which we believe is appropriate not to share with our competitors, etc. But in terms of the termination rights, the fee obligations of the fund, all of the key material information has been vetted by regulators, by lawyers, and we clearly state that there are no hidden conditions, that those summaries accurately represent the terms of our management agreements. And in fact, you know, ASIC has a view that piling up detail after detail after detail in PDS statements, etc., rather than having accurate summaries, is not their preferred way of going. So we are adopting the market position. If the regulation changes, we will conform with that regulation. But one thing for sure is that our lawyers, the regulators, have all confirmed that our summaries are accurate in all material details.